Well, I was just talking to a friend of mine, and he was telling me that he works for Rockwell International here in Southern California, and also he heard this same thing about, this is also happening at Boeing, but what they're doing is they just laid off him and a whole bunch of people, and they're building a new facility in Mexico, or they built it or whatever. And Rockwell and Boeing, they make a lot of important components for airplanes and, you know, the military and all kinds of stuff that they do, government contracts. And they're moving this facility down to Mexico. And then they pay the people, he was saying they pay the people $11 a day. They're paying them $11 a day. A day, not an hour, a day. And so he's lost his job unless he wants to go to Mexico, and he don't want to do that. But I'm thinking to myself, because, you know, I don't know all the details. I haven't looked it up. Well, I don't know. But I'm thinking to myself, why are we so worried about people coming across our borders when we're actually sending important components to be made in our aircraft and, you know, our military stuff if we're sending it to Mexico? Isn't that kind of... What's wrong with this picture? And we don't have any jobs here, so it's not that I don't believe in you know, sending work elsewhere. I mean, the people that are making $11 a day, I guess, are happy to be working. It's good to keep everybody working. But, geez, I don't know. It sounds to me like corporate greed. It sounds to me like somebody wants to make a lot of money by paying less labor and making more profit to line somebody's pocket. Oh, it's just a sick thing. So what I'm doing is I'm just taken back by it for a few minutes, and I'm driving right now to pick up my son, my sweet son, from work. And I just... I stopped and talked to my friend, and it's just sad. I don't know. It's just got me thinking about, you know, how's anything going to be better? How are people going to pay? He worked there a long time. How are people going to pay their house payments and stuff like that if you take every job and ship it to another country? What, are we only going to have grocery stores here with food in it from other countries? I don't know. Goes to Stater Brothers. That's why I said that. Car wash, law offices. I'm just driving by to see what we have here in Southern California that we could ship to another country. Maybe Soylent Green is going to happen sooner than we think. Little green soy tablets that's not really consisting of soy. Did you ever see that movie? Soylent Green. I don't know why that movie just impressed me. I like the way that you could choose to go out of this world by picking a really neat video and watching it. I guess it was a film in the days of that being made, but you can pick a film and you can watch it, all the beautiful parts of the country, and then they put you away. I mean, they give you the big shot that you go to sleep and you're actually put out. And then they take you and then they put you in a big soup pot. And then they squeeze that down to make little tiny tablets that they sell everybody and say it's very nutritious. Soylent Green. You should see that movie. It's a very old movie with Charlton Heston. It's a good movie. But I don't know why. I'm thinking of a movie right now. I'm just about where I need to go. Oh, no, did I go too far? No, I didn't. So I guess I'll just hang up. So how's everybody out there in Audio Boo Land? Of course, my Facebook friends will hear this. And there's a homeless guy who's right in the middle of the street holding up a sign, says, "Well, work for food, but I'd rather not, so just give me the money." He's doing a little dance in the middle of the street. I don't see anybody giving him money, though. Every once in a while, I'll see somebody give a homeless guy money. Anyway, that's it. I'm leaving now. Nice talking to you, audio boo people. Bye.